We're talking with Judith Hurwitz from Hurwitz & Associates. Judith, you've said that we won't be using the word cloud 5 years from now. What are you seeing that leads you to that conclusion?
Well, what I'm seeing is that cloud sort of came about as a term because it implied that we were not going to just use the data center, but we wanted to use services where we didn't have to own and manage the hardware and the software. So it became sort of, in a sense, we can think about the internet as a cloud as well. So I think what the reason I said we won't be talking about the cloud is because what we're moving to is computing is, in fact, what we're talking about. And companies worry less about where it physically is as to what service it provides, how safe it is, how scalable it is, how predictable it is.
We've seen departments go off and do their own IT projects for a variety of reasons, and most of us have come to call that shadow IT for better or worse. One of the things that's not being taken into consideration, which you tend to bring up, is the costs of doing this. Everybody thinks it's great. We go around IT, we get things done faster, but the CFO is going to have to pay those bills. Are they in for some sticker shock?
Well, the CFOs are already experiencing sticker shock when it comes to public cloud services. One of the biggest shocks that I'm seeing CFOs and the people in departments recognizing that where the costs are is in data movement. Because when you want to move data from one site to another, to one location, to another, whatever it is, that's where a lot of the costs are. So a lot of companies aren't prepared for that. And in fact, that's where Amazon makes a lot of its money, in data movement. So that's an issue. And simply the size and the scope of a specific application, that people may start out with something small and self-contained, but what always happens is when something is pretty good and pretty successful, it grows and gets more complicated, and then the cost really can get out of control.
And that's ironic because the point of the cloud in the first place was simplicity.
Yeah, and the cloud really doesn't necessarily have to be simplistic. I mean, if you look at the number of services that Amazon offers, it's not simple. It's, you know, the basic, you know, if all I want is an instance, that's simple. But if I want security, if I want identity management, if I want, you know, just a whole host of data services, there could be 50, 60 different services that I could potentially use.
A key cloud requirement is keeping the system expandable without making costs unsustainable. Is that really possible?
Well, it really depends on how you do this. There's no free lunch. So, you know, it really depends how you know, what scalability is to you. Are you able to rent capacity on demand when you need it and then put away when you don't? How the platform monetizes those services will be important. So it's not something you can say, yes, it's A, B, and C. And a lot of these vendors, they're not that different from your friendly cell phone vendors that, you know, have all these different permutations and combinations. And, you know, the first person can really explain them to you is probably a genius.
There's also a race to the bottom among vendors in terms of cloud pricing. How does that factor into this?
So I think that's a misnomer. I think, you know, it's called Trojan horses, where, you know, they will set a certain set of services at a low price so that it encourages companies to come in. But that there are always gotchas there, whether it's something like data movement or storage or some sort of data or security services. It's never as simple as it seems.
You said it's necessary to monitor and manage the cloud data assets. Does this bring us into an area that we might characterize as meta-analytics, understanding what's going on with the data itself?
Well, I think you could call it meta-analytics. I think one of the big issues is that when we're talking about data across silos, different departments, different applications, it's not data in isolation. It's data that's tightly wrapped in with business process. And once you have that, it's very difficult then to decouple the data from the process. So that's a real requirement, because you can't easily go and integrate data across these silos without knowing the metadata, without being able to disconnect it from process. So it's more difficult than it may appear.
And finally, looking into your crystal ball, where do you see the cloud in 5 years, or whatever we call it, since you're saying the word cloud will go away? We have to think about standards, data security, portability, and expectations from both the C-suite and customers.
So you know, computing then, we're going to move much more into it's a set of services that you link together when you need them to, that are linked together with the set of management services that understands what it is, understands the context. And I actually think that things like cognitive computing and artificial intelligence that understands brings things together and understands the context and how data elements are related is really going to help us there.
We've been talking with Judith Hurwitz, president of Hurwitz & Associates. Judith, thank you very much.
Thank you.